Hi, this is Ellie Passmore, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about a new key to reading comprehension skills. And this comes from an article in the Journal of Educational Psychology, in which a group of researchers took a novel approach and followed a group of students for 3 years to uncover what was really behind reading comprehension skills, especially for struggling readers and especially for older readers, so readers in the third, fourth, fifth grade, and on. And what they found were some pretty fascinating results, which really do suggest a fairly new aspect of reading comprehension, which has not previously been very much emphasized. And so, first I'm going to talk a little about how the study was done, because I think that was important, and it's a pretty new way of approaching this question. So what the researchers did was they took a group of third grade students, and they looked at all of their fluency measures. So their word speed reading, their word accuracy in reading, so all the different elements of fluency. And from that, they came up with essentially what they predicted that the students' reading comprehension skills should be based on that level of fluency. And then they split the group into three different subgroups based on how they actually did in reading comprehension. So you've got their how they should have done, and then you've got how they actually did on this assessment of reading comprehension. And based on that, there are these three groups. The unexpectedly good comprehenders, the students who actually outperformed what you would have predicted that they did based just on their fluency, how fast and how well they can actually read the words. The expected average comprehenders, who do exactly what you would expect them to do. And the unexpectedly poor comprehenders, and these are the students who, despite having equal fluency to the others, actually did a pretty poor job and were unable to comprehend at a very high level. And so this is interesting because fluency doesn't actually therefore affect what's going on because they all started with the same levels of fluency. So there's something else going on here. And they followed the students from third grade through fifth grade. And then they gave them a set of assessments along the way. And what they figured out was actually the biggest difference between these three groups of comprehenders who had the same level of fluency was in their morphological awareness. And morphological awareness, if you're not sort of aware of the term, means simply how words are put together and how they derive their meaning. So it's a lot around prefixes and suffixes, endings, beginnings, base words, it's how everything combines to create the meaning of a word. And morphological awareness speaks both to students' understanding that words are put together with different little chunks that each give it meaning, prefix, the base word, the suffix, and also they understand that you can manipulate that. You can change it around the ending or the beginning of a word, and it will do something to the meaning of that word. And there are two specific types of morphological awareness that the authors pull out as being key. One is this idea of inflected morphology. And that's just a complicated way of saying when the base word remains the same and the meaning keeps itself, but you're just changing around the endings or the beginnings, but you're keeping the same part of speech, you're keeping it the same basic meaning of the word. And the example they gave is the word execute can be changed to executed, or it can be changed to executing, and it actually means, it stays meaning the same thing. It's all a verb, so nothing's really changing. You're just inflecting, you're sort of modifying a little bit on the edges how that word is looking and what that word is doing in a sentence, but it's still a verb. It still means roughly the same thing. Then there's this idea of derived morphology. And this is when base words actually change their entire meaning or they change their part of speech based on what you're doing to them. And so the example here is you go back to execute, look at executive or execution. Now you've got different form parts of speech. You've got nouns in there now. The word executive actually doesn't even have very much to do with execute, at least in some contexts of execute. So you've got very different meanings. And it was in this, in derived morphology, that students had the single biggest difference in their skills. So you can explain most significantly why would some students with the same level of fluency be worse or better comprehenders based on how good they were with dealing with derived morphology, dealing with words that were derived from other words that they already know or have already seen, but that significantly change their meaning or what they're doing in a sentence based on their part of speech. The reason that this is such an issue for older students is because other studies have found that starting in fifth grade, up to 40% of new words that students encountered are derived from previous words. So students starting in fifth grade are dealing with massive amounts of derived morphology, and if they don't understand how that works, they don't understand that words are put together in a certain way, if they don't understand that when you change certain prefixes and suffixes, when you start changing words around, you're both changing the meaning of the word, you're changing what the word is doing in a sentence because you're changing the part of speech that it is. If they don't have a strong grasp of that, it's very, very, very difficult for them to engage with new words. And it just increases as the grades get older. So the author suggests that there needs to be a lot more work done because this is a relatively new field and a relatively new aspect of reading research, but that teachers need to seriously think about, with struggling readers, is there a space to do morphological instruction? Is there a space to really explicitly help students understand these aspects of it? Other studies have found that inflected morphology also has an impact on students' reading comprehension skills, though this study didn't find that to be as significant as the derived morphology. So, again, sort of to recap, what the researchers found was that if you take students with the same level of fluency, and then you figure out which ones actually are comprehending worse than others, and you ask the question, why? One of the surprisingly significant reasons, the most significant reason, in fact, that this study found, was students' ability and skill in derived morphology, and the ability to deal with words that are derived from other words but have changed their meaning significantly because of something that's been done to the word. So, thanks for watching, and happy teaching.